from today, I was really just impressed upon by the fact that God never lets go. Jesus never lets go. Sometimes we can walk away from him, but if we've committed our heart to Jesus, as Book did, as a child, committed his life to Jesus Christ, the Lord never let go. He held on to Book. Talking to the Laodicean church in Revelation chapter 3, Jesus said, I would that you were either cold or hot, but because you're just lukewarm, I'm going to spew you from my mouth. You see, Jesus wants us to give our lives to him. If you're cold, if you've drifted away from him, he will never let go of you. He wants you to give your life to him wholeheartedly. It goes on to say in verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart, continuously knocking at the door of your heart. It could have been that you've opened that door to Jesus at one time in your life, but you've become lukewarm. You've drifted a little bit away from the Lord. I encourage you today, as we heard in the story of Brooke, to recommit your life to Jesus, to say, Lord, here I am. I want to open that door again. Come into my heart. Come into my life. As I surrender my life to you. Again, any questions, write to me by email, dudley@surereality.net. The reality is produced by Sure Reality. Sure Reality is supported by its listeners. Please consider supporting this ministry by becoming a vision partner. You can partner with us at the website surereality.net. From me, Dudley, to you, as always, keep your eyes on Jesus, and God bless. Central and Southern Africa on 4965 kilohertz in the 60-meter band. And streaming online at voiceofhope.com. This is Strategic Communications Group's Voice of Hope.
Hello, this is a Bible teaching program designed to help you study the Word of God. We're glad to be with you. He is your teacher, Clarkson Chinyavongo.
The Minister's Manual. The Minister's Manual. I consider it a great honor to study the Bible with you, and I'm glad you are learning so much. Today in the book of Leviticus, we need to focus upon what the Bible calls the tabernacle in the wilderness.